Pearl Jam began its career as the flagship band for Seattle grunge music. The fad for that music has faded, but Pearl Jam, led by its charismatic lead singer Eddie Vedder, is still putting out recordings and expanding its style. The band's fifth album is called Yield, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. Talk of circles and punching down, looking.
I have some bad news for Eddie Vedder. The week Yield came out, the teenager in my house went to the record store intending to buy exactly one CD. She came home with the soundtrack to Titanic. Indeed, in the first week of its release, Pearl Jam's Yield lost the number one spot to Titanic. The Grunge Masters debuted at a slightly humiliating number two. If it's any comfort to Eddie, I like his CD a lot more than any old sinking ship music. One reason Yield is pleasurable throughout most of its considerable length is that Eddie Vedder has largely dropped that woe-is-me, I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders attitude that used to make him the world's second most boring and pretentious rock star. Number one will always be, of course, Bono from U2. Vedder usually writes the lyrics for the band, lyrics that are either all hectoring self-righteousness or all vague incoherence. How nice, therefore, that Vedder has relinquished control of some of that responsibility. Guitarist Stone Gossard, for example, does a fine job of setting up a mood and contradicting his boss's usual attitude in a song called No Way. To hear Eddie Vedder say, I'll stop trying to make a difference, this from the guy who spent his career doing things like making a distinction between rock stardom and rock craftsmanship, who refused to make music videos because to him they symbolized selling out, who tried to take on the monolithic corporation Ticketmaster to get them to lower prices for the fans. Well, you could look at this as a depressing admission of defeat, or look at it the way I do, as an acknowledgement that sometimes the function of a rock star is to be a rock star.
I wish I
Pearl Jam has been around for a decade now, and their popularity is waning a little. The band's previous release, No Code, in 1996, was considered a near flop for only selling a couple of million. But sometimes bands pull good work out of themselves when the spotlight begins to turn away from them, when the pressure is off a little. That's certainly how I hear much of the strength, the creative yield, that is the sum total of this gratifyingly flexible, understatedly ambitious collection.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.